Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couples heading off hour number three, kicking off hour number three on a funky flashback Friday. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, gas prices are soaring. We all know that. And Discover's got your back with their cash back program. Here's how it works. You use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores now through June. And that's on up to $1,500 in purchases once you activate. You can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. We got Mark Medina, Warriors beat writer for the Mercury News, San Jose Mercury News, joining us at the bottom of the hour. It'll be great to talk to him about this championship and what it all means. All right, Rob, a lot of people asking this question. Is Steph Curry now a top 10 player of all time? And you saw a lot of people talking about it on TV. A lot of people saying, yes, he's in the top 10. But you know what's interesting, Rob? I didn't see anybody else. And I saw a few guys say he's in the top 10. But they didn't give lists. And we've been saying over the last few days, you know, last week or so, people, when they say top 10 of all time, they're really thinking of about 13, 14, 15 guys. And it's easy to just throw out 15 guys that are in the top 10, but it's harder when you say, okay, who is that top 10? And so I, unlike many, made a list. And here's my list of 10 players, Rob Parker. And Steph Curry is on it. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, Larry Bird, Steph Curry, Shaquille O'Neal, and Bill Russell. Now, I'm going to get right to it because we want to definitely get callers and see what they think about is Steph in the top 10. But the guy that's missing, that I think the most prominent guy is Wilt Chamberlain. And here's a few ways I look at this, Rob. Number one, in my opinion, when you're dealing with better or best, it's not a checklist of skills, because you got different players with different skill sets that play different positions that have different roles on their teams, even if they're the star. And so I don't think it can be a checklist of skills, because if that were the case, Aaron Rodgers would be better than Tom Brady. He's got his skills, if just a checklist of skills, more mobile, things like that, stronger arm. David Robinson might beat Shaq in a skills test. So I don't think it's a checklist of skills. I also don't think it's a game of one-on-one. Oh, Kyrie would beat Steph in a game of one-on-one, so he's better. I mean, if that's true. But, you know, I don't think that would make him better. We had Tracy McGrady on, Rob, a couple weeks ago, remember? He said LeBron's the best player of this era. But I think there are several guys that would beat him in one-on-one. So to me, obviously statistics, championships, context, all of that matters. But I also think a huge thing that, in my opinion, I put in there is impact on winning. How do you impact winning as the star? And that's why I think Steph Curry impacts winning as much as just about anybody. And so I've got him in my top 10. And I looked at this too, Rob, as I wrap this up. Would the players, because I've said it before, this is not new. I have long said today's players are under intense scrutiny. We scrutinize them more than any other generation of players has been scrutinized. A lot of that's just the culture's changed, where we got shows like this one. You got debate shows on TV every single day. You've got technology where you can see all the games now. You didn't used to be able to do things like that. So all of that's led to intense scrutiny. And when I look at, in particular, Wilt Chamberlain, who I've called the NBA record book, the biography of Wilt Chamberlain, because his numbers are that good. But when you really look at them closely, and again, the way we do with players today, Wilt Chamberlain had two championships. Wilt Chamberlain, Rob, averaged 30 points in the regular season. In the finals, he averaged 18. All right, Rob, Wilt Chamberlain, and I'm not taking away from his greatness. He's awesome. I'm just telling you why I didn't have him in my top 10. He's still right close. Rob, he had finals games in which he played all game long. And I didn't even talk about 40 minutes. I'm talking about 48 minutes. And he had finals games, Rob, where he scored 4 points. He had two where he scored 5 points. He had two where he scored 8 points. He had two where he scored 10 points. And he had three where he scored 12 points. And another, he scored 13. And he's played the same number of finals games as Steph Curry. Steph Curry's never finished in single digits in a finals game. And people can't give me, well, Russell had all these Hall of Famers and, Wilt didn't have. Wilt played 4 years with Jerry West, one of the all-time greats. And they two of those years they had Elgin Baylor, another all-time great. And two of those years they had Gail Goodrich, who's a Hall of Fame guard in his own right. And they got one ring. And Rob, Wilt, there was, people felt in many cases Wilt kind of got a little shook going against another really great center. I mean, Russell, he put up numbers against Russell, but Russell obviously beat him most of the time. Willis Reed beat him. Kareem beat him. And the championship he won, his second championship, Rob, with the Lakers, Willis Reed was hurt, didn't even play in those finals. And they beat the Knicks in 5. And half of the best players in the world were in the ABA. Dr. J, Rick Barry, George Gervin, guys like that, Dan Issel. And so I just feel like can you imagine us sitting on Undisputed with Skip the day after, or First Take with Stephen A the day after, or First Things First, my show, after Wilt Chamberlain scored 5 points in the finals game and played 48 minutes? So All of that told, I mean, you were crushing Steph for scoring 16. And so I think you'd crush Wilt for scoring 8 and 4. And so that's why, that's how I came to my top 10. You know, Steph's, you know, his stuff speaks for itself. Only small player to ever be the centerpiece of a full dynasty. I think they're a full dynasty. 4 championships, 8 years. Obviously, Durant was a part of that. But Isaiah Thomas was the centerpiece of a mini dynasty with the 2 championships with the Pistons. But this, I think, is a full dynasty. And, you know, there's other things. But that's my list.
Yeah, I don't agree with Steph being in the top 10, but you got your own, you know, this is your list. There's no math to it. This is what you believe. Will Chamberlain, obviously, they changed the rules for him to change the NBA rules because he's such a dominant player. And sure, he had his failures. Jerry West was 1-8 in finals. There's all kinds of people who were great players who maybe didn't, you know, if he would have won maybe 10 championships, it would be different. And obviously he didn't.
It would. Yes,
you know,
it would.
I'm just saying.
It would.
Yeah, it would be different.
He'd be the GOAT.
Yeah, it would
with
be different.
With his numbers but and it, 10 championships,
right.
Yeah.
With that, yeah. But it didn't happen. So, yeah. I just think you could look at it. I still, even with the 4th championship, I don't think things have changed that much for me. Did he answer a couple of questions? Sure, he won a finals MVP. You give him credit for that. I don't have my list. I didn't do a list. But if I did it just off of thinking about it, I probably would have him in the next group or top 15 or top 20 because I think there's other things that are important to make Steph win. And Steph needs other things. I don't think it's totally on him. And we've seen those moments.
You think it's totally on any of those guys in that?
No. But we've seen. I just don't have the body of work that makes me feel like that. And he came through for them in this series, but not having the big shots, having a couple championships with another great player. No, I'm talking about just in general.
Oh, but this series he hit big shots.
I don't. Which one? What was the biggest shot he hit for you?
I think he hit several last night.
No, I'm asking which one? I'll give you a few. Yeah, give me.
When Grant Williams scores a 3-point play to cut it with about 6.5 minutes left, cuts it to 9 points, and he comes down and drives by. They get Al Horford in a switch, drives by him, hits a layup. Then so a few minutes later, Horford hits a 3 and to cut it to 10, and then Steph comes back and does the same thing. He hit like 3 driving layups in a row, and then the dagger 3 to put him up 15 and basically end it. And those are big shots to me because they staved off a potential run by the Celtics. Oh, and the reason they were up so big was because he was in the process of scoring 34 points throughout the night.
Yeah.
So I'm not the one that says Ray Allen hit that shot in game 6 in 2013, so he was the best player on the team.
No,
that's ridiculous.
I don't look at a double digit lead as a big shot. There's no pressure
when
to
you
make
put
a basket.
The, when you
no,
built the
no
double
pressure.
Digit lead,
there's no, there's
was
no
there pressure on him in game 4?
No, I'm talking about there's no pressure when you talk about
you're talking about
making
one
a,
shot
making a shot to keep a 10-point lead. There's no pressure there.
What was Shaq's big shot?
There's no. I'm talking about
I'm
Steph.
Asking you.
Steph's no.
What
no,
was Shaq? Well, that's your
Steph
end all
the,
be all. Hit
because,
one
because,
big shot.
Here you go. Can I talk?
I'm asking you.
I'm can I talk? Steph is the great. You call him the greatest shooter, but you can't give me a shot.
I don't only.
Okay?
I mean, everybody you've had on the show
shot,
is called
though.
Him the greatest
I
shot.
I never called
I just
Shaq.
Gave you a few shots.
Those are not big shots. Stop
oh,
it,
okay.
Chris.
They were in
Stop.
The NBA Finals. They were in game 4. They were
Those
about to go down 3-1.
Shots.
Wait,
not,
really? He didn't hit any big shots in game 4?
When
to score 43
when
in a must win?
When they make a highlight reel of Steph Curry. They're going to show those
one
shots,
shot.
Chris.
It's got to be one. Yes,
Chris,
they are.
No, they won't. No, they won't. Stop it. Oh, yeah, Steph gave him kept the lead to 10. Oh, yeah.
This
that was
is what I'm talking about, folks.
That was an unbelievable shot.
Emotion,
Steph kept the lead in double
no
digits.
No logic.
Oh, my God.
One shot.
Oh, my
That's
God.
What defines everything.
No.
Did you hit a buzzer
he has
beater?
None. He
That's
has zero.
It.
He
Where's
has
Shaq's
zero.
Big shot, Rob?
Zero.
Where's Shaq's?
He averaged 30 in the playoffs. He didn't need one. Okay,
Steph averages 27 in the NBA Finals. He didn't need one. That's Chris, what I just told you.
You're 31 talking about shots in this that will never even make his highlight reel.
Really?
When he did
Game
his highlight
four
reel.
Doesn't make his highlight reel.
No, you told
even
I asked
your
you about a big
diehard
shot.
Diehard fans what are listening to you going, what?
No, what big shot?
Because your whole just, game you, was you big just, shots.
No, it wasn't. Stop it. That's not what a big shot is, Chris. There's got to have... You got to have a rub, like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
we're down three. My God, we needed that basket. Not to build a lead or to maintain a lead. That's not a big shot.
That's it's like just saying.
It's just like taking a shot where you take a shot where the game is tied and you hit the buzzer beater on a tie game. That ain't like taking a shot when you're down one or down two when you make a three to win the game. It ain't the same shot.
So is Kyrie Irving in your top 10? He had a big shot.
He ain't no top 10.
Is Ray Allen in your top 10?
No.
I mean, that's what you're boiling it down to.
No, but I'm saying if you're going to
talk about him as being
this great shooter.
No, that's what you're boiling it down to. You're ignoring everything else.
No, I'm not.
Because it's one shot. You're going to sit here and say Steph Curry's not a great shooter.
I'm just, I didn't
you
say that.
You acting like I'm bugging is, by saying Steph Curry's a great, is he not a great shooter?
All I'm saying is, If you talk to people and say, who would you give the ball to make a big shot in a big moment? Nobody picks Steph. How the hell are you going to be the best shooter of all
time? Actually, I heard Reggie Miller picked Steph.
Yeah, he's being nice on television.
So he's lying on national television.
He's being
just
nice.
Because you may lie he's on national nice. Television don't mean he does.
So you calling me a liar
on.
Now, though?
You no, are you I'm calling Reggie Miller a liar?
No, I'm not. I
so
said
I, if
being
that's
nice.
How we do, no, but you're saying he's not telling the truth.
I said he's being nice.
You just said it. That you
I said
he's not
nice.
Telling
did I call
the
him
truth.
A liar?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I said he was
okay,
being nice.
Okay, then take him at his word. He said
he's
Steph
being
Curry.
Nice. Being nice.
Oh, so he's lying.
You said that.
This is what I'm talking about, folks. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to win with the odd couple. Is Steph Curry now a top 10 player of all time? It's your turn to weigh in on this huge debate. And no calls from Max from Georgia. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashy Friday. Funky Flashback Friday. DJ Iowa Sam is in the crates. All right, we're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is Steph Curry top 10 of all time? Simple as that.
All right, Rick, in Arizona, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Rick?
Hey, gentlemen, it's nice to finally get through to you all. But I got to tell you, it's easier to get a hold of the Odd Couples in Congress.
That's it. Well, hey, well, Rick, thanks for the support, man. We appreciate it. Sorry it took so long to get through.
No, that's all right. I get to drive home and set my prime rib ready and make sure everybody, all the rest of the family's happy.
Yes.
Right, sounds like a good weekend.
Yeah, I grew up in a generation, I'm quite a bit older than you all, where I got to see what little television they actually had in the NBA back then,
right?
And even less the ABA. But two things come to mind. Number one, it's really hard to compare generational greatness, because you look at today, the strength and conditioning, the diets, all the things that go into
sneakers,
the physical
travel. Yeah,
absolutely. Definitely. Yeah, no question.
That's number one. But the consistency in professional sports across the board, what makes great players greater is great coaches. And I just want to tip my hat to Steve Kerr, being from Tucson, being a Tucson man, watching him grow up playing college ball. He got to play for Popovich. He got to play for Phil Jackson. He one of the great college coaches in my mind, Lute Olson. What great coaches teach is not only the physical assets of the game and the attributes, but more importantly, how to make great coaches, number one, make great adjustments from game to game. They also make great adjustments within the game.
Right.
But most important, I think they teach their players, and this is where intellectual experience comes to mind, they teach their players how to make those in-game adjustments on their own while the game is going on.
All right. He's a great coach.
There's no doubt about it. Yeah. I mean,
he's going to go down as one of the best.
Okay, real quick, we just got a yes or no. Is Steph Curry in your top 10 all time, yes or no?
Oh, that's too hard for me to call. He's a great young man, and I really love watching them play. But
so you, yes or no? All right, Rick. No. Come on, you can't. You said, what did you say? Yes or no? Okay, you can do it. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate the support. Big Mike in Dallas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's good with you, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing well, man. Before I give my answer on that, I want to say something, man. I think you two guys are exactly what your title is, the Odd Couple. Y'all are great together, man. To listen to you guys argue, and I work in a barbershop, you guys have some of the better arguments that you're going to hear.
Hey, do y'all have us on in the barbershop?
All the time, man.
Hey, and when the call is over, hang on. We'll send you a poster to hang up in your barbershop. What's the name of your barbershop?
I work at Stevie J's Sports and Cut.
All right.
Give it to Danny G.
Make sure you get his address. We'll send him a couple poster. But go ahead, make your pick.
Hey, man, he just missed my top 10, man. He number 11, dog.
Okay.
Who you got in that I don't, Wilt?
I kept Wilt in. I kept Wilt in, man. The dominance that he had in the era that he played in, there's no way I could not have him in that 10, man.
I ain't going to get mad at that because, like I said, it's really about 14 guys you can argue for strongly. I would say this. I think the era works against Wilt.
Because you had lesser teams and lesser talent, but – I don't, man. You putting 50 and 30s on cats, man.
Right.
Whoever you playing
that's what he should have done. Yeah. Let's squeeze in one more here. Let's do that. Ken. Ken in Stockton, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. We'll squeeze him in.
Hello,
Ken. All right, Willie in Houston. Willie in Houston.
Hello,
Willie.
Yeah, go ahead, Willie.
Oh, man, y'all done did it now. Hey, everybody call me Willie Beeman from Houston, Texas. I want to tell y'all, I listen to y'all. I'm a day one listener, first time caller.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I'm also a local truck driver down here, and, man, we have these debates all the time about y'all, and, you know, y'all do a hell of a job.
Thank you, man, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, Willie.
So yeah, what you got?
Is Steph in your top 10 or not? Yes or no?
No. No, I'm kidding. Yes, he is in my top 10. Because my top 10 list, you know, everybody's top 10 list is going to be a little different, because of the eras. If you ain't, you know, seen some of these older players play like Wilton, you know, all that play, you're reluctant to put them in your top 10. But my top 10 is pretty much similar to Chris's, but I'm taking Bird out.
Really?
Larry Bird.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
I'll say this.
Bird's got to be in.
I think Steph is chasing. He's on Bird's heels. I almost put him ahead of Bird. But I think he's right on Bird's heels. I mean, some might put him ahead of him. But Stephen A. said Steph's in his top 10. He said today. And Wilt or Bird is out. He didn't give a list. But Wilt or Bird could be out. So, I got Bird in my top 10, though. I mean, I don't know how. It's going to be a while before he'd be out of the top 10 for me. But I do think Steph could pass him soon if he wins another ring. All right, we got Mark Medina, Warriors beat writer for the San Jose Mercury News, coming up in a moment. But first, Steve DeSager with the update. Steve?
Let's start with Major League Baseball. Big leads for the Yankees and Mets tonight. Yankees,
this is ridiculous. The Yankees are 55-5? What are they?
This will be 8 straight wins tonight. Oh. This will put them up at 48-16 on the season. 8 runs in the 5th inning, including a grand slam by Anthony Rizzo. Yankees lead at Toronto 10-2 in the top of the 7th. Top of the 7th in New York, the Mets are up 10-1 over the Marlins. Pete Alonso Alonso has hit a grand slam. That's his 19th homer of the season to lead the National League. Carlos Carrasco stands to get the win. That would put him at 8-2. Mets pitcher Tyler McGill, who left last night's game, will be shut down for a month with a shoulder strain. As for the other games in progress, they include the Boston Red Sox in action at Fenway. It's 6-1 Boston over the Cardinals against Adam Wainwright. Game's in the bottom of the seventh inning. This is our Discover key matchup. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. Texas Rangers up 7-0 at Detroit in the bottom of the seventh. For the Tigers, this would be a sixth straight loss.
I took the over. I'm good on that on the run total.
So you're going up against the Tigers, essentially. You've seen the product. You figure will be scored against them.
And, you know, they've been struggling offensively. I thought that they put a couple runs on the board. Do you know that Stanton and Judge have more home runs than the whole Tiger team?
You're kidding.
No.
And Stanton, it went out tonight. That's 14 for Stanton out tonight as the Yankees are blowing out their opponent. The Giants lead 2-0 at the Pirates in the bottom of the eighth. The Padres are the first place team in the NL West, half game over the Dodgers. Dodgers due to host one of the late games against the Cleveland Guardians. Dodger outfielder Mookie Betts was scratched from the lineup. Left-handed pitcher of LA, Andrew Heaney, says he'll return from injury on Sunday. Brewers are holding on to a 5-4 lead, two outs, bottom of the ninth at Cincinnati. Baltimore and Philadelphia have each won a game already, and the Cubs today beat Atlanta 1-0, ending the 14-game winning streak of the Braves. Colin Morikawa is tied for the lead at the U.S. Open. Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, each one stroke back. Phil Mickelson missed the cut. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. It's the iCouple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Yes, have a great weekend, Steve. Our next guest is a Warriors beat writer for the San Jose Mercury News.
No, NBA.com now. He works at NBA.com.
That's what I thought. We got it incorrect. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Mark. I thought you were NBA.com now, but we got it wrong in the rundown. Mark Medina.
It's all good, Chris. I've been hopping around different jobs. You know, Raymond Ritter, the esteemed Warriors PR guru, he's been calling me the Larry Brown of sports writers. I don't know if that's good or a bad thing.
It's hard to keep track of where you're at. Hey, you keep getting good jobs, so that's a good thing.
If they're paying, you're right, Mark. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I look at it.
Absolutely.
100%.
So what do you think this championship and the finals MVP meant for Steph Curry's legacy?
I think the championship meant a lot more. I think that if he never got a finals MVP ever in his career, his resume and legacy and all-time credentials would be fine. I think the championship is the bigger thing because, you know, the more rings he gets, that's where he can continue to, I think, climb up the player rankings of all-time greats. So then I think the other thing, just from an organization standpoint, if they show that they can win one championship, who's to say they can't repeat? You know, I think looking ahead to next season, I wouldn't put the Warriors as the definitive favorite, but I think that they're showing that they can be, you know, this generation's version of the San Antonio Spurs, where every year maybe they weren't always considered, hey, they're the bygone favorite to win the title, but they're always in the conversation. They always have that chance to be a contender. So I think from that standpoint, those are the bigger things that this championship represents, both for the Warriors and for Steph himself.
I don't know about that. Klay's not the same player, and Draymond's getting older. I hear you, and they have some young players as well. But I think that the glue and tape is going to be needed as you go forward with those two. But let me ask you this about the Warriors, and I just lost my train of thought. Chris, go ahead. I have another Warriors question before I get to Boston. Go ahead.
Well, a lot of talk right now. You mentioned the player ladder and Steph climbing up it. Everybody's wondering, is he in your top 10? Is he in the top 10? Do you think he's a top 10 player of all time?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I hesitate to say that he's better than Magic Johnson right now as a point guard, but I think when it's all said and done, he is going to be considered the best point guard of all time. And I think you have to keep in mind, look, Magic Johnson, probably a better passer, without a doubt, but not only is Steph the best shooter of all time, but he revolutionized and changed the game, the way it's being played right now in the NBA, and also the impact with the current generation. I think, and also in this era, he is the best leader of all time. It takes someone like Steph to be able to make this all work, whether it's him adapting his role, empowering teammates, you know, going through moments of adversity. A lot of those things start with Steph as far as not just the talent, but the organizational culture. And so, yeah, I think when he's retired, he will be the best point guard of all time. Maybe I slightly disagree with Andre Iguodala's contention that it is right now, only because
did he
of
say
magic,
I wasn't sure
you know,
Iguodala
resume.
Said he's the best point guard ever. Yeah,
he did say that. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, look, Magic's got more rings. He's obviously a better passer, but I don't think Steph's career is done. He's still in his prime. So yeah, I anticipate that not only he'll be in the top 10, but he'll be the best point guard ever.
Mm. What'd you make of Boston? Obviously, they had some kind of run, and people were ready to crown Jason Tatum after, you know, going through Giannis and KD. But he really didn't play well in the finals. He came up small, to be honest. What do you make of what happened to him in the finals?
Yeah, I think that Jason Tatum shown that he's kind of in this middle stage where, look, he's a proven all-star and, you know, he's one of the best talent, young talents right now, but he's not a superstar yet. And I think that he's also in this middle stage where he and the Celtics, they've gone through a lot of experiences, a lot of it heartbreak with getting through the Eastern Conference Finals, but not quite getting over that hump. Same thing happened with the NBA Finals, but look, I don't want to say these guys are a young core. They're not. They are experienced, but it's not like they lost their window. I think that you know, they could certainly get back next season. But here's the thing: it's not guaranteed because you have, you know, Kevin Durant with the Nets. Maybe Kyrie no longer has to worry about being a part-time player because the vaccine mandate's not an issue. You know, we'll see what Philadelphia does with either, you know, trading James Harden or committing to him for a full season. So I don't want to say that the Celtics are definitely the favorite when you also, you know, keep in mind that the Milwaukee Bucks are still have Giannis, but, you know, their window hasn't closed. So I could see there being a parallel to what the Bucks went through before they won the championship last season with Giannis in particular. But, you know, with especially with how the NBA is right now, you never know when these moments will come again. I don't think the window's shut, but it's not a guarantee.
Mark, you mentioned Kevin Durant, and obviously there's a lot of talk about him today. How do you think this Warriors championship impacts his legacy, if at all?
I don't think it does. It certainly would have impacted his ability to collect another ring. But look, I think Kevin Durant, while I certainly wonder, okay, why would you leave an amazing organization, an amazing team like Steph to play with Kyrie Irving? I think part of the reason why he left is he never felt like he would have gotten that full credit with continuing to win titles because he was playing with a bunch of all-star players. And so I think the underrated thing about Kevin with his time with the Warriors is both he and their all-star teammates were able to meld their talents together, still be who they are while still playing team basketball, and when there were dust-ups, major or minor, they were able to rectify it enough to still win games. But with that being said, I think Kevin wanted to be able to prove not that I can be the guy somewhere else, but that I can win a championship without that right. sort of equity. So knowing KD, sure, I'm sure he obviously wishes that he was the one winning championships, but I would be surprised if he had thoughts of any regret of leaving the Warriors, because I think that he knew what he was signing up for leaving.
Last thing here from me. Is this the LeBron era or the Steph era? LeBron and Steph both have four championships. I know LeBron's fans weren't that thrilled that Steph has caught up to him championship wise, but how do you look at the era?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, when the NBA history books are written, they're both going to be part of the era, no doubt. But if I had to make a prediction who's going to wind up having the better resume when it's all said and done, it's going to be Steph. I mean, look, LeBron James, is amazing, but he's entering his 20th season, and the Lakers have.
He's going to be the all-time leading scorer. His stats are through the roof. You really say Steph, huh?
Yeah, I mean, look, he's going to have more rings than LeBron, and I think back to the earlier point, he's going to be considered the best point guard of all time, right? Now, if we microanalyze even more, will I say that he would jump LeBron and player comparisons? Maybe not, but as far as who has the better resume, I think the ring count, Steph clearly has a better chance moving forward with collecting more hardware than LeBron does, both because of where he's at in his career and, you know, where the Warriors are at as an organization, where the Lakers are at as an organization.
You last thing, Mark, we got about a minute left. I agree with you. I don't think the Warriors window is closing at all. I could certainly see them back here. I'm not making a prediction at this point, but I think they could be right back here next year. I think James Wiseman's going to help him when he's back. Kuminga's only going to get better. But Jordan Poole, he's going to deserve a lot of money somewhere. Wiggins has one more year left on his deal, but eventually he may too. Like, how do you see them kind of towing this financial line and keeping these guys, or maybe have to let somebody go? Like, how do you see that kind of playing out?
Yeah, it's interesting because there's no doubt they have a pretty big luxury tax bill. But in a way, because the Warriors won the title, the clarity has emerged. Joe Lacob's math formula has always been, will this player make a significant difference in our title chances? If yes, then spend. If no, then don't worry about it. So Jordan Poole's going to get his extension. I don't know what the dollar figure is, but from a cap standpoint, what's good for the Warriors is that his extension's not going to kick in until after next season. And then with Andrew Wiggins, you know, he won't be a free agent until next summer. So in a way, they don't have to worry about, you know, these decisions of how it affects everything else until next season. But bottom line, the savings will come on the margins as far as, hey, do we add this guy on the 15th roster spot, et cetera, et cetera. Clearly, those guys showed that, for different reasons, they're part of that championship fabric. And as a result, I don't think the Warriors are going to try to pinch pennies over them because they know that it's all about winning titles. And look, they print money at Chase Center because they get all the revenue, both from basketball games and anywhere else, because it's a privately financed arena. So they'll be all right to make up for it.
All right, that's our man, Mark Medina, NBA.com. We appreciate the knowledge, brother.
All
great
right.
job
Have
this
a great
year.
Weekend.
I appreciate you guys. Who will?
All right, Mark. See you. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a funky flashback Friday. Rob kicking it in Chicago this weekend, going to a Cubs game. I will be with my daughter and wife and mother-in-law and a family friend. One of my daughters, one of them won't be able to make it, but we're going out, Rob.
For Father's Day?
Yep, Father's Day. We go to church in the morning and then go to a brunch afterwards. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Do they buy you a Father's Day gift? Do they buy you a box of three pairs of socks and some fresh underwear?
You know, I'm trying to remember if they usually
they ever
combine.
Do that?
I think the three of them get me a gift. I always joke with them. I say, look, don't spend more. Remember, don't spend more than $250 on me for my Father's Day gift.
$250.
And they always laugh. Right? They always
right.
laugh.
Like, Dad, don't daddy. Worry.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
worry about that.
Right.
We ain't
right.
getting that though. $250.
I don't know if they. I'm trying. I can't remember the last few years, but I think they. My wife and them would usually combine and get me a gift.
I'm gonna say this real quick, and I don't want to get too melancholy, but I think it's important. To make sure if you have any kind of riff with your dad or you haven't talked to him or you need to pick up the phone and because you just don't know. And I
right.
wasn't having a riff with my dad, but I was working. I was covering a Reds game, Reds-Phillies in Philadelphia. And I was real busy and it was Father's Day. It was, Sunday, Chris, and
yep.
I'm on my way to the next city and I'm like, rushing through, just trying to get my work done and move
right.
on. And it's starting to get late. And I remember I stopped everything and I picked up the phone and I called him. And we talked and I wished him happy Father's Day, blah, 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 blah. He was dead the next week. And I,
was he sick? Did you know?
It was totally out of the blue.
Out of the blue, right.
And my point is that I probably would have been sick that I didn't call him. You know what I mean?
Because,
everybody gets busy.
When's the last time you had talked to him? Have you talked to him in a while?
Yeah, we hadn't talked, you know what I mean, like on a regular basis. But we had talked. But it always sticks with me because it was Father's Day, and I made sure I called him and then to lose him. So that's why I want to pass that out to everybody. Make sure you pick up that phone, even if you maybe, Chris, have a little riff or, you know, like a disagreement. You just don't know.
Nah, man, look, family is more important. Like, my priorities in life are God, family, career. And so I would definitely recommend that advice you gave to anybody.
Yeah.
My parents are living with me now. You know, my father, my mother. And I got to be honest, man. I've enjoyed it,
That's great.
And it's like,
I definitely can see
my parents enjoy it. But yeah, and I thought about, like, you know, in the old days, if you will, but way before us, you know, people kind of grew old and the family was around, you know what I mean? And you grow old, but you're around your kids, your grandkids, so on and so forth. And now it's different because, you know, people are moving around. We moved around a lot when I was a kid. You know that. That's why I'm from so many places. And now, you know, my parents were living in Cleveland. I'm living in Jersey. My brother lives in Detroit.
Right.
And so, or near Detroit. And so we're all in different places. A lot of my family's in Louisiana. So it's been nice because they're, you know, they're older and they're around us and they're around their grandkids. And my dad and I are watching playoff games together. And so I got to be honest, I've enjoyed it. It's not a burden. And I can see that they've enjoyed it too. I joke with them. I'm like, you know, see y'all, if you were in Cleveland, you'd just be sitting there watching TV all day.
Right.
But now you can be here sitting around watching TV all day.
On my dime.
But you're right, Rob. That's a good word. You know, so you're right. If you got issues with your dad or something,
pick up the phone.
This is the Father's Day to squash it.
Yep. Squash it.
Put your ego aside. Just put it aside and squash it and have a great Father's Day.
That's right. Happy Father's Day, Chris, and everybody else out there. Happy Father's Day. I've been practicing for a long time. I just haven't gotten there yet. But
I don't know how much practice you're getting, but I'll go with your story.
All
peace!
Take time to be a dad today.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis.
Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.